But you are not can, by the word Maya.
That which is not. Things which we place value on that have no relation to Krishna.
The Maya is explained very nicely in the Bhagavad.
There
is a Baal has a path. Just like sun is reflected in the water, and the light is reflected again on the wall. This is the exact explanation. Here is this material world. The man who manufactured all these things, nobody knows where he has gone. But these things are taken as reality. This will be also finished. It will remain as relics, as long relics. But when it was the houses of the prayer, great and serious as relics. And now it is as relics. So the energy expended for manufacturing those houses, that is also Maya. And now they are being visited as relics. That is also Maya. So all these things are Maya Bhavi Bhav. Expansion of Maya. So if somebody says that he don't appreciate these things, no, he appreciates. Very much appreciates, intelligently. But if he, for this appreciation, if he forgets, then it is. Forget Krishna, then it is. Otherwise, it is jealous. If they would have installed deity worship in these buildings, how much nice it would have been. People chanting, dancing, and taking prasadam 24 hours. Then it is no more Maya, it is reality. Such big, big, nice houses, they could have been places of worshipping Krishna. But they are worshipping bones, keeping some dead bones.
People must be educated that everything belongs to Krishna.
That is a fact. Why they do not understand?
Government argues that they do not want to discriminate against any religious faith, so they remain secular.
No, no. There is no religious faith is different. There is nonsense. We are talking of science. Yeah, just like we were saying that everything belongs to Krishna. So what is this? Any religious faith? Everything belongs to Krishna. How you can say no? Can you say?
They can say, you don't know Krishna.
You don't know Krishna, but it belongs to somebody. He may be named as Krishna or something else. That doesn't matter. But it does not belong to you. How you can deny it? You have come here. Suppose I have come here, in fact. I will stay here for 1 week. Does it mean Paris is mine? Similarly, you come from the womb of your mother and stay here, say 50 years. Does it mean your? Same thing. Does it mean that the world belongs to you? Why you are claiming? This is France, this is Europe, this is is America, mine, this is mine. Before your birth it was there, and when you go, it will remain there. So how we claim that it is yours? Sir, you don't, you must know as it remained, it was there before my birth, and it will remain after my departure, then how it belongs to you? What's the answer?
It belongs to the man that created it. Who created it? He created it with stones and nature. Life force working.
That's what nature is. Behind the nature, there is Krishna. My eyes have seen enough.
How is it possible, Srila Prabhupada, you're so tiny, a 10,000th the tip of a hair, and yet we become so puffed up as to think that even I am God or I am the controller of the true nature, that the mind is the thing.
Because there, the bodily concept of life have not taken all body. I have this big, fatty body. He's thinking that. The dog is thinking, I'm bulldog. It is like that. You see?
So that idea is just in the mind.
Yeah. That is animalism.
One of these works and he creates is independent of God.
Huh?
The materialist sees himself acting independent of God.
I is independent of God. Napoleon wanted to finish that art and you are kicked out. I is independent of God. Such a big person, strong person, he wanted to finish, but he was not allowed to finish. Then how he thinks that he is independent? That is foolishness. That I can be kicked out at any moment and he still is thinking I am independent. What is the answer? Why you are kicked out? You are a very powerful mass. And why you are kicked out? No, you cannot finish. You gotta get out immediately. Eh? Where is independence? You are simply falsely puffed out independent. And now, after being kicked out, if you have taken this body of a cat and dog, then what is the benefit? The nature is so strong and the laws are so stringent. We are not stringent. If you touch fire, fire is one of the elements. It will burst the thing. Fire is powerfully made, you cannot stop it. And where is it in liberty?
You studied a verse yesterday evening in the Bhagavad Gita in the 18th chapter. Krishna says, work always under my protection. Krishna says to always work under his protection. That one may be engaged in all sorts of activity, but in the end, by my grace, you will come back to me. So the activities of the materialistic man, no matter what he does, will develop another material body for him. That's the consequence. Is that right, Srila Prabhupada?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And a devotee is asking, but he's not getting any mental impressions from his actions.
His mental expression is Krishna. He's always thinking of it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We have got some propensity to create this, like, this beautiful flesh. We have got creative energy. Therefore, it is advised that Nirbande Krishna Sambandha, make it for Krishna. You will find it in India. They have also created big temples, both like, but for Krishna. Then the energy is spent for creating this path in relationship with Krishna will utilize as satisfaction. And if it is simply meant for sense gratification, then you are under the laws of nature. Contaminate. Man, he is very powerful, is creating this path, but he is contaminated with some infection. He will not suffer. Huh? Does it mean that because he has created this path, therefore contamination will not act upon him? Is it a fact? It must act. So, after creating all these things, if you contaminate some infectious, more submaterial nature, then you have to accept the body of cats and dogs, and what is your benefit? Karanam gunasanga asta sadasat janmajuni. Karanam, the reason for high and low grade birth is due to contamination with the most of material nature. Hare Krishna.
Yesterday we said that Prahlad Maharaj didn't fear, Prahlad Maharaj said he didn't fear Lord Srinivas, even though he was so ferocious, but he feared the material nature.
That is contamination. It has been contaminated. The material nature, then I will have to accept a body given by material nature.
It is said that if the body is supposed to be fearless.
Huh?
It is said that if the
body
is supposed to be fearless.
Fearless, because devotee means one who has taken shelter of Krishna. He is devotee. He is fearless. And one who has not taken shelter of Krishna, how he can be fearless? Suppose there is epidemic disease. If you have got vaccination, then you can remain fearless. Otherwise, the epidemic will contaminate and you will have to suffer. Krishna is the vaccination to remain fearless.
He used the example to the father that just like a little child, when he's near his father, he knows he has nothing to worry about. His father will protect him.
Yes. Today it is cold, huh? Aiyah, Kalamna. You are feeling very cold?
Not too cold.
I am feeling old man.
You like to crank it off this year?
No, that's...
Hare Krishna.
So as soon as the modes of nature are no longer working on the spiritual, and he experiences that he's no longer changing his body.
Yes. David Jesha Gunami Mamad Mami Mula Purpanjate Mayami Saasparam.
By taking shelter of Krishna.
Yes. Okay. Means that if I am so much susceptible to the contamination of Maya as most of material nature, then if I waste my time in material advancement of life, is it not risky?
Very risky. Just the other morning we were lecturing that just because we are young, we should not waste a moment to think that, oh, I have so much time to live. Let me put off Krishna consciousness.
That is false concept. Prahlad Maharaj said, immediate Kumara Akara's practice, Dharman Bhava, no stopper. Our policy is that. Therefore we have opened Dallas. That immediately from the very beginning of life, let them understand Krishna consciousness.
So Prabhupada, if the devotee is fearless,
huh?
How is it that Prahlad is expressing the fearfulness of material nature?
Huh?
If the devotee is fearless,
yes.
How is it Prahlad was expressing the fearfulness of material nature?
Yes, even if you are fearless, you should not be fooled. Because if you know that there is danger, I must be very careful. That is intelligence. That is not fearfulness. Besides that, a devotee like Prahlad, he is fearless. But he is fearful for others. That is safe. Just like the mother, she knows that she will not catch fire, she will not fall down in the water, but she is always anxious to see her child, that the child may not fall into the water, may not catch fire. She is working in her own way, but always fearful of the child. Similarly, Vaishnava, he is not fearless for himself. But because he is sympathetic, because he knows that all these rascals, they are wrongly wasting their time, therefore he is anxious. Paradukha dukhi. They are unhappy by seeing others unhappy. For themselves, there is no unhappy. That is your grace. And Vaishnava is fearless. Even if he is sent to hell, he is not unhappy. Because wherever he goes, he chants Hare Krishna. So actually he has no fearfulness. He is only unhappy. That's why you are talking. Others may think that you are criticizing, that we are actually talking. Suppose this one who has manufactured this big park, and if he has next life, he has become contaminated with God's life, then what is easy? Huh? How you can guarantee that you are not going to be a dog? These are not the management of material nature. Moral, very powerful. Just like in a big man like Napoleon, he also had that control. of material nature.
As soon as the time is, get out. No, I want to finish this act. No, sir. Get out. Then where is your powerfulness? That they do not. For the temporary power, they become puffed up and go to hell. That's all. But they have no conception of hell. These are primitive ideas.
It's sometimes very hard to feel that compassion for others when we ourselves are still feeling so much contaminated.
Huh?
We in the neophyte stage, we're feeling ourselves so much attacked by Maya that sometimes it's very difficult.
Therefore, those who do not take risks, they do not remain within this material. They go to the Himalaya, go to the forest. They are afraid of being contaminated. But more liberal devotees, they take the risk. Never mind. I shall go to hell. Let me do something for Krishna. Let others understand something of Krishna. That is their magnanimity. Taking the risk of going to hell is still giving the information, just try to understand Krishna. So, such persons are exalted because they are taking their own risk to serve Krishna. At least one man may understand Krishna. And others are crying. Crying out, crying out. No, no, we are not going to take this.
Krishna says that there is no one more here to me.
Goswami and Bhajanananda, and they are interested for their own welfare. And Goswami, he wants to see that more devotees are there. That is the difference.
Prabhupada Maharaj said that he's not feeling any anxiety for himself.
Yeah.
Feeling anxiety, they're not taking Krishna consciousness.
Yeah. Yeah. And on account of his being so, taking relief, he is immediately very dear to Krishna. That is declared in the Bhagavad. Nachatasmat on his face, to persist in him. Anyone who is trying to broadcast my message, my glory, he needs it. There is no more dearer than him, anyone. So one should take this.
Prabhupada, yesterday you said that Krishna appreciates voting when he accepts voluntary adversity.
Huh?
Yesterday you said that Krishna appreciates when a devotee accepts voluntary adversity,
like the kings who gave up everything to live an ascetic life.
But how do we know what? How do we know when we should accept this adversity? Sometimes people are Krishna.
Adversity is not always the effect, but you have to follow the regulative principle enjoining the sattva. That is, the man says, suppose you are accustomed to certain type of standard of living, but for Krishna's sake you have to give it up. That kind of adversity. That is not actually adversity, but he thinks that I have taken this voluntary. What is this? Electric? So not a single useful tree. These trees have no fruits, no flowers.
Can we call these trees demonic?
Not demonic. Sinful.
They have many seeds to reproduce themselves. But no fruits or flowers.
In part, not part. What is the name of this part?
The Tuileries part.
Huh?
The Tuileries Garden.
Tuileries.
Tuileries Garden. That is the name of a person?
What's the talk of the king
before? The king is a pastor.
So you were explaining that they're naming everything in the material world after different people in regards to Lake Geneva.
Huh?
It is Geneva's lake. But actually it is Krishna's lake. Different parts.
Yeah, but they have no sense. They think it is Geneva's part.
Because
it's Purusha Town Park or
something like that.
Yeah. Definitely. Therefore, he named everyone Krishna Das, servant of Krishna.
And we give him the argument that you eat if we brought you the cow and let you kill him, kill her yourself. And they say, no, I could not do that. But yes, when the cow's meat is killed and it's wrapped up in a nice wrap, they don't have any bad feeling about it.
This is called Maya. He cannot take the actual situation, but covered by some Maya. Yes, sir. This is another example of Maya. Directly killing the animal, he cannot cover it. But when it is covered by Maya, the same danger. Yes.
It's like the people, they say that the air is very polluted, we cannot breathe it now. They will smoke cigarettes also. Actually, I appreciate when we show people how by avoiding Krishna, they actually kill themselves.
Yes. Suicide. Half for half. Narasimha Thakur says, Janiya Suniya Vishokhai, knowingly I'm drinking poison. Knowingly. Janiya Suniya Vishokhai. Hari Hari Ji Thale Janamakwani. Honestly, you will not hear Radha Krishna knowledge. Janiya Suniya Vishokhai. Vishokhai means drinking poison.
although a devotee seems feels helpless in the hands of Krishna, still in order to execute his duty, he must be very strong.
Yeah.
How does he reconcile this too?
He must watch for Krishna. He's not doing anything for himself. He's doing for Krishna. But Krishna is saying, one can't take any kind of risk. Just like the Purnis, they take any kind of risk for earning some money. Similarly, Bhakta also will take any kind of risk to satisfy Krishna, Guru Krishna. Just prasada bhagavat. It is not very clean, right?
Many, many people come here every day, not to make things clean. Difficult to taste, and it's difficult to have people clean. They think it's too low as an occupation.
Spend that money making bombs instead of sanitation.
What?
Instead of taking baths every day, they use perfume on their bodies. 50 years ago, very few people had a shower in the home. And they would go to the public bath once a week, twice a week for bed. At this time, they clean themselves off with alcohol.
They're still in German. They have no bath. Every house. They go to the public bath. Is it not? Simply, we have got only one toilet, that's and for taking bath, they go to the toilet. They have to pray.
Creation of materialism is only one force, that's the other three forces.
What is this?
It's a Greek myth.
Whom he's killing.
In order to chant the holy name purely, Srila Prabhupada, it is necessary to feel separation. In order to chant the holy name purely, it is necessary to have feelings of separation.
Yeah. Provided he has got the death for chances, otherwise he's here. These are all healing from India?
Yes, and some small parts are used for administrative offices, the government and police. These be a king's palace.
Huh?
These should be a king's palace.
Ah.
Yeah, this is the palace before they built the state palace in Versailles. Versailles is like a demigod's planet. The most wonderful building in all of France. Everything in gold and wonderful paintings. Very, very big. And wonderful gardens and rivers. The king of France is very intelligent. In order to keep the nobles from revolting against him, he invited them all to his palace to enjoy with him. And he gave them wonderful seats and a lot of sex life and wonderful music. And like this, they never revolted during his time. This is Louis XIV.
They probably didn't do much to help him.
They called him the saintly king.
What is that, Sun King?
Why they call it Sun King? Today, French people collect millions of dollars every year from the Americans to keep Versailles beautiful.
American tourists pay.
Yes, many hundreds and thousands of American tourists come there every year. Just to see this awesome.
The Americans appreciate opulence. That's why we joined your movement.
Yeah. चतुर्थिना भजन्ते मां सुकृतिना उर्जा सो बिकॉज इन योर प्रीवियस लाइफ यू हैव बीन पास यू हैव गॉट योर लाइफ इन अमेरिका नाउ इट्स लाइक सडनली आई थर्ड टाइम आई सॉ द प्रीवियस लाइफ यू हैव पास देयर इज नो डाउट अबाउट Now, utilize that opportunity. You have got opulence, you have got money, you have got intelligence. Utilize it for Krishna. Then it is successful. And Krishna has also come. The Krishna consciousness movement has come to your country. So, utilize it properly.
I think we must be extraordinarily fortunate that Lord Krishna, he appears once in the day of Brahma, and he appeared just 5,000 years ago. And then Lord Chaitanya just appeared 500 years ago. We have an opportunity to associate with him.
Yes. Always remember the grace of Lord and utilize. But these houses are constructed before Napoleon or after Napoleon.
This house is thrown up, but this house is called carousel art. That's thrown up
after Napoleon?
The glory is on some victory. Germany.
Yeah.